franchise opportunities are available.
To find out if your territory is still available, go to froyofranchising.com to learn more and be sure to enter promo code 5151. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 515.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
He doesn't want teachers to be armed. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. So Florida's governor is hesitant signing a bill state lawmakers approved yesterday that would let school districts consider letting some teachers carry guns. The bill would also raise the minimum age for buying rifles to 21 and impose a three-day waiting period.
We stand united in asking him to sign this historic bill into law.
Andrew Pollock's daughter was among the 17 murdered in last month's shooting at her high school in Parkland, Florida. Police in Birmingham, Alabama aren't giving many details about yesterday's high school shooting that left a 17-year-old girl dead.
A graduating senior who had been accepted into college already, who had aspirations and dreams to be a nurse.
Mayor Randall Woodfin, the shooting is said to have been accidental. Sources told the Birmingham News a boy was showing off a gun when it went off. President Trump will talk to video game makers today at the White House. An industry group put out a statement that reputable studies found no connection between gaming and real-life violence. The president just tweeted about his proposed tariffs on imported steel and aluminum, saying we have to protect our industries. But he added we'll have flexibility and cooperation toward those that are real friends. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said
there are potential carve-outs for Mexico and Canada.
Two former Trump campaign officials are busy today. One is due in court. The other will be questioned. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, former Trump campaign chair Paul Manafort will be arraigned today in Virginia on tax evasion and bank fraud charges. The grand jury indictment accuses Manafort of hiding tens of millions of dollars he earned advising pro-Russia politicians in Ukraine from the IRS. Meanwhile, Corey Lewandowski, President Trump's former campaign manager, will go behind closed doors today with a House Intelligence Committee in the Russia probe. Dave.
Rachel, hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses are without power from Pennsylvania into New England after that storm yesterday that dumped more than 2 feet of snow in some areas, snarling travel, trains, buses, and planes. Fox News, fair and balanced.
When hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Daryl is hired with Indeed.
Using the site saves me a lot of time. It makes my job so much easier.
Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your short list of qualified candidates. Post a job at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Experts warn of a stock market crash any day now, and you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings again. But you don't have to lose a penny. There's a better, safer way to save for retirement, and you can learn about it in a free report. This method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Amid thawing relations between North and South Korea, Secretary of State Tillerson is skeptical. While on a trip to Africa, he said we need to have talks about the possible talks. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un told South Korean officials he would halt nuclear and missile tests if there are discussions with the U.S.
I don't know yet until we are able to meet ourselves face-to-face with representatives of North Korea whether the conditions are right to even begin thinking about negotiations.
We're learning more about how the FBI sometimes finds bad guys online.
New documents released under a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit show the FBI's been in cahoots with Best Buy's Geek Squad for at least the past 10 years. That lawsuit by the Electronic Frontier Foundation turning up information that shows Best Buy hosted a meeting for the FBI at a Geek Squad repair facility in Kentucky. And Best Buy tells PC Magazine that at least four of its Geek Squad employees may have received payment by the FBI after turning over alleged child porn to the agency. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Alexa, laugh. Well, sometimes she'll laugh without being asked, and that's not so funny to some Amazon customers.
Over the last few days, Amazon Alexa users have taken to social media to say the virtual assistant has been randomly laughing, letting out a cackle without a prompt. Some saying they hear it making noises after they've gone to bed. One tweeting, in bed about to fall asleep when Alexa on my Amazon Echo Dot lets out a very loud and creepy laugh. There's a good chance I get murdered tonight. Another tweeting, unprompted, my Alexa just said, sure, I can laugh, tee hee, and I'm moving out now. Amazon responding to the creepiness, telling The Verge, we are aware of this and working to fix it. I'm Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The Wall Street stock futures up modestly before today's trading. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
ESPN 93.5, a bright day. I was just driving around at 6 and going, okay, now it's 7, right? Because that's what it's going to be Sunday.
That's true.
So I was driving at 6 and it was 7. I'm going, eh. So 5 is going to be dark. So 6 is going to be dark. See what I mean? I'm driving in the dark again.
Okay.
Eh. All for you, my friends.
It's an adjustment.
Here we go. Good morning. It is Thursday, March 8th. ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service and brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. They turn your feelings into flowers with two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham at Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com.
Up to 36, partly cloudy conditions today, 22-hour low tonight, up to 41 on Friday, with more clouds coming our way. Just a slight chance for some flurries, 25-hour low in the evening. Sunshine expected Saturday with a high 47, low 27, mid-40s really for the next 4 days. So not too bad. Temperatures currently at 23, ESPN 93.5.
All right, GEO and the university in long discussions. We're hopeful, the quote from Robin Kaler.
Okay.
First homicide of 2018, looks like a drug deal. Plain date, yesterday.
That's right around the noon hour, yeah. I believe. Right, yep. Off Bloomington Road in Sunset. What's the location for that?
Drive-by, so shooting.
Too bad.
26-year-old Chicago man, the victim. Nobody arrested on that as they continue their investigation.
Mm-hmm. 373 tips for details in case you have them.
Broad daylight?
Right.
Man. Okay, let's see. We've got
Muhammad Seymour lost.
Yeah, they lost. But did you hear the Springfield Landfair coach? My goodness. What did Central say? This guy sounds like a wrestler. Blake Turner, head basketball. His team was down, 66-61 with 26 seconds and pulled it out. There wasn't much gracious in this one.
One more thing. I know everybody pumped this up as a big rivalry game with us and them because of all the talking that they did. When it's a rivalry, the other team wins sometimes. That's not happening here. We dominate them. They're just another opponent on our schedule that we look forward to beating, and we'll be here next year. And if they make some more comments, we'll see them again, baby. B-O-N!
Uh-huh. That's unusual, now, isn't it, for an IHSA? But this guy, yeah.
I bet he gets everybody fired up. Well, I bet he gets them fired up,
yeah,
with that voice.
Yeah, but generally, so I don't know what Champaign Central said. I'm sure that, it's just that talk that happens every night.
Uh-huh.
But we own them, baby. That's kind of in your face. And you don't generally have that in high school like that. But I have a feeling Blake Turner's a piece of work, but not as gracious as you'd hope. But I heard that and I'm going, that's a high school guy? They generally don't do that stuff. All right, off we go into our program this morning. Joe Biden hits the campaign trail for some red state Democrats. Former Vice President Joe Biden hitting the campaign trail hard for Democrats running in red states and districts ahead of this midterm election coming up. On Tuesday, Joe Biden campaigned twice in Pennsylvania with Democratic House candidate Connor Lamb, who polls show has a good chance of pulling an upset special election victory next week. Political analyst, author of the book Founders Revolution, Michael Law. How are you, Michael?
I am doing well. How about you?
In Boise, Idaho this morning, where it is, I think, mountain time, 6:08, or is it 5:08?
Yes.
6:08, okay.
Yep, 6:08.
Okay, so, we hear about constantly how this is going to be the Democrats' year. I'm not buying into anything because I don't think this is normal. I think the Democrats are the ones that got to really watch it, particularly in the Senate, right?
Yeah, I think so. And I'm not sure that in this case that Lamb is actually going to pull it off. And there's a number of reasons for that. Yes, the polls are getting closer, which they typically do as election day gets closer.
But Michael, well, here's what I don't understand. Why do I think anything about the polls? Hillary won, right? Right? What credibility do any of the polls have? Why would I, according to anything, because they just, I don't think they're accurate anymore. They're wishful thinking.
Yeah, I think so. And in this case, the most important poll is that of the polls on election day, which in that district was nearly 2-1 for Trump as opposed to Hillary. And then if you throw in the fact that Trump is looking at tariffs on steel and aluminum, which also goes to support that specific district, I really don't see that it's actually going to be an upset. So I think the Democrats are just hoping for what may not be there.
Okay. Well, again, I just think we are in uncharted waters when it comes to normal. That's what it feels like. What's it feel like to you?
Oh, yeah. I don't think there is such a thing as normal anymore when it comes to polling and when it comes to elections. There really isn't any such thing as normal.
And at this point, I would call Donald Trump kind of a moderate, right? I don't think he's far right. He's not far left. He's certainly more of a middle guy who does stuff, kind of gets in your face, a little brash. People, there's a lot of dislike. The left just cannot get over the fact that the election is over. I just don't know if they're ever going to say, okay, let's focus on the next one in 2020.
No, they never do. They're always looking in the past and like, this is what should have happened. And they never understand where they came from and why they lose at any time, because they always think that they're supposed to be in.
Yeah. Okay. So any other thoughts regarding the upcoming midterms? Anything you think will rock the ground? What are the big issues right now?
Well, the big issues always seem to be changing a lot of times with the way things, the administration does things. You know, one of the things right now is going to be the tariffs, especially for this special election coming up, but you know, anytime tariffs are just not a good thing. One, because it's taxes that we're going to have to pay, and two, they never actually protect employees and employers. It actually makes things worse. A perfect example is the Smoot-Hawley tariff that helped make the Great Depression that much longer.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up with tariff wars, and we're not able to sell our goods overseas because they throw tariffs on us. That's just what happens, and that's what's going to happen.
I'm not sold on the tariffs. I don't think he means it. I think he's trying to get a NAFTA deal, but that's just my guess.
Probably, and hopefully that is the case, because tariffs will not do what they are intended to do.
You know how guys when you're a kid used to come up and just mess up your hair? That's what Donald Trump does. He just kind of messes your hair up, and you're going, "What are you doing?" And he says, "I'm just kidding." I don't know.
Yes, and hopefully that is the case, because tariffs will actually hurt.
Yeah, well, I'm hearing that, but boy, he came out, but then I'm thinking, you know what, that's going to get him an NAFTA deal, because Canada and Mexico are going to freak out about it. So I don't know. Michael, your book is The Founders' Revolution. MichaelLawAuthor.com is where people can go to pick it up right now.
Yes.
Okay.
Hey. And they can also find it on Amazon and elsewhere.
Anywhere else. Hey, thanks for your time. Thanks for waking up early. We appreciate you, Michael. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Michael Law is out in Boise, Idaho. Yeah, I'm thinking it's Donald Trump. I don't, because everybody, Republicans particularly, going, this isn't going to work. It's never worked. We tried it. It didn't work. And he comes out and says, yeah, what if kind of a trial balloon? Nothing's in stone here. And so, you know, we've been talking about it for a few weeks now, and I think he gets a better NAFTA deal out of this thing, which is the whole point, I think, my guess. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 7:14. Busey Bank celebrating 150 years. Busey's social media followers can enter to win in a familiar favorite in a new giveaway in 2018. Connect with Busey on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Participate in Fulfilling Dreams and Friday Freebie, two exciting social giveaways. Fulfilling Dreams is underway. Whether your dream is a college degree, vacation getaway, home remodel, Busey wants to help fulfill those in 2018. Here's how dreamers, their dreamers, can enter to win $1,500 Busey MasterCard gift card. Connect with Busey on Facebook. Share your dream through a photo and story. The dream with the most likes on our Facebook photo album wins $1,500 Busey MasterCard gift. Couldn't you get all your friends to go like it?
Why not?
One winner will be chosen monthly. $1,500 monthly?
I love that idea.
For rules, Busey.com/150. Why wouldn't you enter? And you know what? How many are entering? 10?
Right.
100? I mean, not the odds are probably pretty good. And you can put one on there and get a puppy. A puppy's always work. Just get a picture of a puppy. No. Also, Friday Freebie returns March 23rd. Guess the amount of cash and coin pictured on Facebook to enter the $100 digital gift card. Can connect with Busey on Facebook. Look for the Friday Freebie video or photo and post your guess. How many are doing that? Get busy. Get on Busey.com/150 and go win some money.
Excellent.
Busey is excited to kick off Fulfilling Dreams and for the anticipated return of Friday Freebie in 2018. Don't miss your chance to win big. Connect with Busey on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram today. Here we go. Sports headlines at 7:16 on this Thursday, March 8th.
Well, and as we get closer and closer to Selection Sunday, looks like the NCAA tournament selection show will now be 2 hours as they announce the team in alphabetical order instead of in bracket form. So I thought that was interesting.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Because,
I mean, you're looking at your bracket.
If I'm Boston College, I quit watching after 3 minutes. Right? If I go to Aardvark University, the show's over for me in a minute. Why would you not have the suspense? That doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Some basketball yesterday. Oklahoma State beat Oklahoma U 71-60. So they'll be sweating it out on Selection Sunday to see if they're chosen. Louisville over Florida State 82-74. Cardinals win that Atlantic Coast Conference tournament. NCAA reporting a revenue of $1.1 billion for the 2017 fiscal year after releasing their annual audited financial statement.
And you were wondering what's the problem.
I mean, really? We can't come up with some kind of plan for these college athletes and, you know, siphon that through the NCAA instead of each college duking it out over who's going to have the highest bidder?
So the NCAA would be the bidder for all?
I think they should
have
just
a draft?
Evenly draft. Divvy it up.
Make these 18-year-olds go someplace they don't want to go. Yeah! I don't know.
I don't know. I just say that's a whole lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
Well, they spread it out amongst the people who they're benefiting from.
Therein lies the problem.
I see.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about that here coming up.
Okay, sounds good. In NBA action, Utah over the Pacers 104-84. The Bulls beat Memphis 119-110. In fact, the Bulls have been kind of in question on their resting the players kind of thing. And the NBA has been wanting that to stop. They have been losing. And, you know, they're looking at the draft down the line. What's going on here? All of that. And then, of course, locally, Class 3A sectional semifinals had Mahomet Seymour losing to Springfield Southeast 59-45. But an excellent season from the Bulldogs.
Oh, yeah.
We're so
season.
Proud of that.
Yep, yep.
NHL action, Carolina and the Blackhawks, St. Louis and San Jose tonight. Lovie Smith, 2 years yesterday. Remember when he came by the studios?
He's been here 2 years?
Yeah.
Wow. State Farm Center announces folk rock band, the Avett Brothers, performing Thursday. We have another pair of tickets, right?
Yes, we do.
Last pair before they go on sale tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Avett Brothers, known for that 2016 True Sadness. Apparently, they've been around a while.
Okay.
Tickets go on sale Friday. That's tomorrow, 10 a.m., statefarmcenter.com. Listen for your chance to win another pair of tickets coming up here a little later this morning. Okay, so the NCAA is up to like a billion.
$1.1 billion, to be exact.
$1.1 billion industry for our amateur athletes.
Yes.
Yes.
Somebody's making a whole lot of money.
Mm. Let's check this weather now on ESPN 93.5.
Partly cloudy, high 36, 22 our low tonight. Breezy today, 41 the high tomorrow with some clouds, down to 25. Up to 47 with sunshine. Saturday, 44 the high on Sunday, partly cloudy. Right now the temperature's at 24, ESPN 93.5.
We'll check our Fox Business Minute, kind of take a peek at these markets. Been a little volatile. How are they going to open here in an hour and 10? Brought to you by Eric Bolin over at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. We'll go live to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. The White House, live inside the White House with John Decker, Fox News Radio, in about 15 minutes. Check your Fox Business Minute now. It's 7:20.
From the Fox Business Network. President Trump is set to sign off on stiff tariffs on steel and aluminum imports this week. Many investors are concerned the tariffs will start a trade war. Now the White House says that close allies like Canada and Mexico will be exempted from the tariffs at first. Health insurance company Cigna is buying the pharmacy benefit manager Express Scripts for more than $50 billion in cash and stock. This is the latest in a series of deals in the healthcare industry. Regulators would have to sign off on the deal. It's International Women's Day. To honor the occasion, McDonald's is turning its golden arches upside down to form a W across the chain's digital channels. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Carol Zimmer.
Friends, are you taking Viagra for ED? Well, you could be paying too much. Now you can take Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, for just $2 per tablet. $2 for a 20-milligram tablet, saving $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering Sildenafil to your doorstep. Go to MarleyGenerics.com. That's M-A-R-L-E-Y, MarleyGenerics.com. Or call 1-800-452-1760. That's 1-800-452-1760.
You already know Houlihan's Restaurant and Bar at the iHotel is a great restaurant. But don't forget about the bar. Fantastic drink specials and mouth-watering menu items, from snacks to full meals. A nice selection of draft, craft, and domestic beers, and just about any cocktail you can imagine. Watch a game with multiple flat screens on all sides of the bar, or grab some tables and make it a party. Drink specials daily, plus Houlihan's is now serving a delicious hot breakfast 7 days a week. Houlihan's at the iHotel. Check them out at the corner of 1st Street and St. Mary's Road, just south of the State Farm Center.
If you need your house painted this year, you need to contact Precision Painting. Chad Ebert and his team will paint your house so it lasts. Locally owned and operated, no job is too big or too small. And they have talented, experienced painters you can trust, and they don't job hop. Once they start on your house, they stay till it's done. Go to yprecision.com, check out their before and after pictures and references, and make sure you request an estimate, because their summer will fill up fast.
Yeah.
That's yprecision.com.
Yeah, it's Chad Ebert, good guy. He can paint your house, but you better go to yprecision.com.
So the NCAA's got $1.1 billion. Let's pretend I'm the NCAA, Diane. What would you have me do?
As far as helping out these college athletes?
Uh-huh. So give them a little money, have like a stipend?
Yeah, maybe you could have some stats from their high school career to kind of, you know, rank them.
So the NCAA
priority.
Could pay a something for them.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And have it siphoned through there instead of each college duking it out and the highest bidder wins
recruiting effort. Wait a minute. You're alluding to the fact that you think some colleges actually pay people now?
Well, oh. I
mean, you know, you could say, listen,
it could be going to the family.
This is a long way from the innocent, you know, student athlete, right? If it's a $1.1 billion, there's some major league cheating going on. And you could say, okay, you know, the college will give you free education and $400,000. And then at the conclusion of your degree, you get your $400,000.
Okay.
Well, I want to leave early. Then you forfeit your money.
That's right.
Well, here's the problem with that. Johnny and I talked about that years ago. Is that school A says, man, you have free school, $400,000, go for that degree, let's get educated, and you're playing basketball. School B says, yeah, I'm $400,000, got this. And then my guy Herb over here in the corner,
he's got a little bag cash for the family.
Right.
So you can't stop cheating. And there's no way to track it. People are too sophisticated in this, you know, world of amateur sports when the money is so high.
Yeah.
I mean, I look back at, was it Mike Pearson, Illini Legends, Listen Lore, had a list of salaries? I had no idea. The people, you know, even going to John Makovic and our coach John Makovic and Lou Tepper, and these, not that long ago, 20 years ago, they were getting cheese, man. Their salaries are like $80,000 for head coaches. Now, they had TV contracts, and it came up a few hundred thousand after it was all said and done.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, $400,000 for head coach, we thought was just ridiculous.
I know.
And now it's like that you can't
even get in the millions. It's like, who are you?
Well, you can't even get a good assistant for $400,000.
Right.
I mean, the offensive coordinators now in a lot of colleges are getting $1 million and plus, north. And so the money is big.
Yeah. And let's talk about the NCAA, which operates as a nonprofit organization, surpassing that $1 billion threshold for the first time. Now, according to the statement, the increase in revenue comes from the hikes in television and marketing fees, plus money generated from championship events and investment income.
Listen, there is so much money being made on the backs of these student athletes. It's not amateur sports anymore. It's too big a deal. And it is important to be good because it helps admissions. It helps your, you know, how many people have signed up to enrolled at Duke University because of their basketball? A lot. I'm sure there's some PhD study out there that says the value of having national recognition for excellence. Gonzaga. How many people go to Gonzaga? Where's that? State of Washington?
Uh-huh. Or is it Oregon?
I think it's west.
In the northwest.
They wouldn't, nobody know squat.
My nephew Charlie went there.
Well, because they're known for basketball.
Right.
They're not known for anything else. It's a Jesuit school, right? It's a Christian school.
Yes.
All right. So you know them for basketball. I mean, so it is important to get that player here because then we'll be ranked and then ESPN has our highlights and then kids in Butte, Montana want to go to Illinois because they heard it's really good education, but the basketball team is really fun.
Right.
No, I think after 05, didn't we have a spike in admissions? Didn't, or applications anyway. People wanted to come out because everybody knew the Illini of 05 and D. Brown holding his jersey up and all that other
stuff.
There's huge value. Harvey McKay, who's written a couple of great, Swim with the Sharks Without Getting Eaten Alive, among others. He says the value of saying Chicago Cubs and Chicago White Sox and Minnesota Twins, there's huge value in that for your town. How much revenue came to Chicago because the Cubs won a World Series? Indeterminable, but you could probably find a study that showed, man, there's a real spike in a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Just that feeling.
So, including all the Cubs, you know, gear.
Yeah, merchandising. But, I mean, there's ginormous value. If the University of Illinois, like Alabama, how many people want to go to Alabama because their football team goes to the national championship every year?
I do think of Alabama when I think of football.
So the point is there is value in being good at sports. And we have probably the number one base of alumni in the world at the University of Illinois. And right now it's not very good. But there is value. So getting back to the $1.1 billion of the NCAA, the pressure to cheat, it is a big business. And if you only got XYZ players, then you're going to really be good. And then your people will watch you and come and spend money and go to the games, which are very expensive now. It's a big deal. This is a big business.
Well, tournament television rights brought in $821 million.
Yeah.
The ticket sales brought in almost $130 million. So they're talking about the breakdown of what's going on here and the marketing rights and the championship sales. And
well, what does State Farm Center, $2 million a year or something for whatever amount, 30 years for naming rights? I mean, so there's a lot of money. Oh, we're on the backs of these kids. That's true. You know, they get free education, do get a stipend now, a few thousand bucks here and there. I mean, you know, it's like you won't find a shortage of kids that'll take the scholarships. I know that. But the value of those athletes, obviously, they've really gone up. And the importance of winning has gone up. Thus, the cheating has increased because the value of it's a big, big business and a lot of money being changing hands here. So, I mean, it's gotten nuts in the last 20 years, the last 10. The salaries and I don't care what anybody makes. If the market brings it, I don't care what anybody makes. I think it's great. Good for them. Jeff Bezos, big Democrat, big liberal, $128 billion is his value. Good for him. Now, if it was a Republican, I'm sure people would say, well, he ought to give half of that away. I mean, it's what he's worth. He built Amazon. So what? Good for him. Go try and make your own.
The $26 million comes from the sale of an enterprise which helps athletic departments in their day-to-day tasks, such as scheduling and official assignments. So out of the $1.1 billion in revenue from the NCAA, at least $26 million, you know, does help out the athletic departments. My suggestion is let's put more into that and siphon that off to some of these athletes.
But again, that's fine. Make whatever number legal, but there'll be more because the cheating will just lop on top. You can't stop the number because there's no ceiling. If you got into bidding for college athletes, there'd be some kids getting $1 million a year. There would, because some rich alum wants that kid to play. I mean, you could get into that, and then you go, what? 18 years old? Really? Text in if you like, 359-2255. You have any thoughts about the NCAA and $1.1 billion?
And thank you to Sports Illustrated for providing this information.
Mm-hmm. John Decker live at the White House next, 7:30.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump may sign off this afternoon on the tariffs he wants on imported steel and aluminum. He tweeted he's looking forward to a 3:30 meeting about it.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says there may be national security exemptions for certain countries like Canada and Mexico.
That would be a case-by-case and country-by-country basis.
Sanders defending the tariffs plan as more than 100 House lawmakers are urging the president to reconsider on concerns over a trade war.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in D.C. Florida's governor says he has not decided whether he'll sign a gun law reform bill passed by the state legislature. There's money in there for school security.
It raises to 21 the age to buy long guns. All of these items were on Florida Governor Rick Scott's wish list, but the governor is squarely against arming teachers, and the bill would allow counties to arm some school employees.
Fox's Evan Brown in Miami. Fox News. We report, you decide.
All right, some texts are coming in. What was the operating expenses of the NC2A?
It says $956 million in operating expenses.
$956 million to run the NCAA, and what did they do again?
Right, and that's another text that has come in that says, what actually does the NCAA do?
Well, they oversee the governing body, but I suppose they look into rule infractions and things like that.
Mm-hmm, but how much?
I'd like to know how many
that?
Are. It's all public information if sure. They're not nonprofit. So I would think I'd like to know how many employees.
Huh.
And I would like to know. It's a really good question. What do they do? So this morning they go in and they're getting ready for the tournament. So they got site locations. They got to probably organize all that.
Yeah. The scheduling is part of it.
I'm sure there's something to do, but for $1 billion in payroll and stuff and operating stuff, that's a lot of money.
And where do you draw the line on amateurism? How long before high school students start demanding money for being student athletes, says Tim?
I don't know. I just can't get over the Springfield Lanphier coach.
Okay, and there's an article also at IllinoisTimes.com about Blake Turner.
Yeah.
So,
well, he's had some run-ins with the law in his past.
I see.
But he sounds like, you know, the old wrestlers that I grew up with in the 70s.
One more thing. I know everybody pumped this up as a big rivalry game with us and them because of all the talking that they did. You know, when it's a rivalry, the other team wins sometimes.
Ouch.
That's not happening here. We dominate them. They're just another opponent on our schedule that we look forward to beating, and we'll be here next year. And if that makes some more comments, we'll see them again, baby. B-O-N.
Well, they do.
Okay.
I mean, they beat Central 3 times in a row in the sectional.
Right.
Central had them, and it was a crushing loss the other night in overtime, double overtime. Probably should have won. But I would probably put that under the definition of non-gracious. Because you're saying, man.
Non-gracious.
Well, then I would like to know what Central said. And we ought to try and call him and just say, Coach, what did they say? Because, dude, you are fired up. That was right after the game.
Exactly.
So he's pretty fired up.
I'm also hearing about 460,000 athletes on that $1.1 billion, only 25 to 2,600 per student athlete if you account for 460,000 athletes. That?
Well, there's a lot of people, but what's that mean? I mean, it's the school still
and
hands out the scholarships.
Give any profit to the NCAA then?
Well, so. The school still provides the scholarships and has to fund that, presumably from football. So I don't know. The NCAA has a whole bunch of money. We do know that. Okay, 359-2255, if you would like to chime in on that. CMI can provide all your janitorial supplies, CMIclean.com. They've got all the disinfectants to kill viruses, all their paper products, soap bottles, whatever you need, go local. Betsy and Brad Parks at CMI, CMIclean.com, and you can get that going. They're good people. CMIclean.com on Bloomington Road. Call them at 359-6262. 359-6262. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Okay, high 36, low 22, partly cloudy conditions. More clouds tomorrow, high 41, low 25, up to 47 with sunshine on Saturday. We're currently at 24 on ESPN 93.5.
Okay.
So line two is a gal that knows what was said to stir up the coach.
Okay, so what did we say that made Springfield Lanphier so mad?
The story is that last year, Tim Finke said that they would not lose to Lanphier again. It got back to the Lanphier coach, and he reminded his team, and there's the result.
That doesn't sound like trash talking. It sounds like determination.
Could be, but it was on the news.
Okay, how dare you ever say you're never going to lose to him again? How dare you?
Yep, it's motivation. That's all it takes.
Well, that guy was a man.
Yeah, he was hot.
I guess. Well, yep. It was a crushing, tough loss, darn it.
Yeah, and it's a little ridiculous. These are just kids.
I know. Come
and
on.
You talk to them right after a game last year,
yeah.
And they're upset, and they're like, man, we're never going to lose to them again.
No, I know. I mean, come on, man. That coach is jacked up. I mean, it was right after that game. But, man, I heard that and I'm going, wow.
Yeah,
it's got to be a rivalry. Come on, man. He just said he wasn't going to lose to you. That's not trash talking. Thank you. Thank you, ma'am.
And it's kids, and it's uncalled for.
Thank you. Okay, so what was the – I lose track of my theme. Is it on the wow? Is it – we got to re-label these things.
I can't.
Hold on. All right, now I got it. Ladies and gentlemen, live from the White House, one of our favorite guests always, John Decker. John Decker. John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, John Decker, and the Tom Hanks coffee machine is brewing at the White House.
That's right.
How are you, my friend?
Hey, I am excellent. How are you doing today, Stevie?
Well, we're fine. Never a shortage of stuff. I think the tariffs are a way to get a better NAFTA deal. What do you think?
We'll have to wait and see. You know, that's what the president's trying to do, is put more pressure on Canada and Mexico to try to improve the North American Free Trade Agreement. He believes that one way in which he can get some buy-in from Mexico and Canada is to exempt them from these tariffs on imported steel and imported aluminum. We'll have to wait and see whether they, both Canada and Mexico, are mollified by that decision. And the president not signing in or imposing those tariffs just yet. We'll have to wait and see if all this pressure that's being brought to bear by Republicans in particular, including House Speaker Paul Ryan, will have an impact on the president's decision.
I think I said earlier in the hour, he kind of is the guy that comes up and messes up your hair, and you kind of stop it. He just kind of gets her going, and I think we'll see. I think it's a play for NAFTA because too many people are upset about the tariff. So we'll see how that shakes out. Who in the heck, Stormy Daniels?
So she is a porn actress who claims that she had a relationship with Donald Trump when he was a private citizen. According to Stormy Daniels, she signed a non-disclosure agreement just weeks before the presidential election in 2016 with President Trump's personal lawyer, which prevents her from disclosing details of her relationship with Donald J. Trump. And she's suing to get out of that non-disclosure agreement. And the White House, by the way, maintains the president did not ever have any type of relationship with Stormy Daniels.
Okay, so I have no idea what's true. I would obviously, I don't think sordid relationships are a good thing. You know, whatever Donald Trump did in the past, I would disagree with all those things that they say he did. But I don't know even how to deal with this, except if she signed it. I mean, what could happen if she came out and just started talking about it? What happens? You get sued, right?
Yeah, you get sued. So there's a clause in that non-disclosure agreement that if she violates the NDA, she would have to pay $1 million per violation. So it's a pretty steep cost to her if she were to violate it. Keep in mind that Michael Cohen, he's the personal attorney for President Trump, he claims that $130,000 payment that he paid to Stormy Daniels was not a payment that was reimbursed by either the Trump campaign or the Trump organization. But it should be noted that this attorney for President Trump, Michael Cohen, is being reimbursed for all of his legal fees. So far, the Trump campaign has paid $214,000 to the law firm representing Michael Cohen for all of the legal work they've done on his behalf as it relates to this issue and the issue of the Mueller investigation as well.
Okay, Gary Cohn, the guy stepped down. What impact of that, you think?
Well, he's a well-respected economic advisor to the president, his chief economic advisor. He's the person that helped shepherd the tax cut bill, the president's biggest legislative achievement, praised by both Republicans and Democrats on Capitol Hill, praised by his counterparts around the world as well. But this decision by the president to impose tariffs on imported steel and aluminum is something that he could not abide by, and that's the reason why he's stepping down.
Yeah, okay. So that makes me think maybe my theory of NAFTA is wrong if you lose your guy. So maybe he's really serious about it. But didn't we try this tariff thing in 2000? It really didn't work, and there was repercussions and all that stuff. I thought we went through this before.
Yeah, you know, there's always retaliation, and that's what the EU is threatening. They say, you know, fine, you're going to put tariffs on our imported steel and aluminum. We'll put tariffs on your bourbon, on your jeans, blue jeans that come into our country, on other items that, including agriculture, that American businesses depend on in terms of world commerce. So that's the reason why Republicans say, hey, Mr. President, please back off this idea. This could lead to a trade war, and no one, according to these Republicans, wins in a trade war. The president has a different viewpoint about it. He thinks that the U.S. could win in a so-called trade war.
Lastly, remember when we used to talk about something called, was it DACA? That's gone. We're never, ever going to, because there's no deadline, because one judge changed America. Come on.
Yeah, well, look, this is something that the Supreme Court stepped in, and they said, we're not going to take up this issue right now. It's got to go through the procedural process of taking on this issue. So a lower court has to hear it. It might get appealed to an appellate court, and then ultimately the Supreme Court could hear this issue. But we're not, the Supreme Court said, going to short-circuit this process. And what that means is that March 5th deadline that the president had set has come and gone. It's now up to the courts. And they will decide what the future is for those DACA recipients.
Because you had said it's going to be wall for DACA, period, no other thing.
That's right.
And I think you're right, but I don't know if we're ever going to find out before the midterms now.
Yeah, it's exactly. We don't know the timing on it. You know, I still maintain that's the deal. That's the compromise. That makes a lot of sense. And wouldn't it be remarkable after all of this, all of the legal battles, all of the back and forth, all of the discussions that have taken place between Republicans and Democrats and the president, that ends up being the deal? It's like they could have, you know, gotten it done weeks, if not months ago.
Okay. Always a pleasure, Mr. Decker. You're the man. We like following what you do. We appreciate it. We can follow you on Twitter, right?
Well, you know, what you do is you follow at Fox News Radio, because they tweet out everything that I do, which is very nice of them to do. And so that's the way you do that. And, of course, what you do, Stevie, you watch me every day in the briefing room, ask questions of Sarah Sanders, so you can follow that way as well.
You got it, my friend. Always a pleasure. John Decker, live at the White House, 744.
What are you thinking?
I'm just thinking Stormy Daniels, this porn star that had this, said she had the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't even know. Okay, I don't know what to do with that. I mean.
Well.
She's trying to be able to talk
some
about
of us
it.
Some have a checkered past.
But I mean, it's you talk about it, and they say, well, she doesn't want to gain financially. She doesn't?
I thought she already got $130,000, and there was some
well,
kind of
see, signature. Well, now she wants to talk
so,
about it because
yeah.
I would think she would get even more, but then they said that's not what she wants to do.
Okay.
So maybe they ought to come out and say, we'll give all the money to charity. I haven't heard that yet. Because there's an enormous amount of potential to come
sure.
out and get to speak about all this because you'll be on all the media, you write a book, there'll be a few people that would buy that. Anyway, okay, caravanning down to St. Louis, you want to go? It's Cardinals and Cubs May 5th,
mm-hmm.
Cinco de Mayo, first pitch at 1:15. We park at First Christian Church. Thank you to them for letting us park on the west side there.
It's about 8:30, so we'll get there in the 11 o'clock
yeah,
hour.
11:15. That's what, the gates open 11:15, 2 hours before on a weekend.
And I know people like to take in the batting practice and just, you know.
Kind of hang out.
Yeah.
Remember Rob Stone said that Anthony Rizzo almost hit him because the home run came in the right field where we were sitting.
I loved that.
It was 10 feet away. And Anthony Rizzo will be there because it's Cubs Cardinals, my friends. $130. Go to ESPNCU.com. Come on out. Cash, check, charge. We take it. And we'll look forward to seeing you on May 5.
Uh-huh.
Three buses. Somebody gets to throw out the first pitch. That will be fun.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Sports headlines at 7:45, ESPN 93.5.
All right, we still have some playing games happening, and Oklahoma State beating Oklahoma University 71-60 has the Sooners sweating it out on Selection Sunday.
They're not going to the floor. They're Sooners.
Well, I mean.
Nah.
Okay.
They lost too many games in the last month, and they have this great Trey Young. Is a fabulous performer, but the Sooners just
yep.
haven't won enough games.
Trey Young was brought up on this article.
No,
so.
he's I think leads the nation in scoring and assists.
Well, and it was like they fell apart at the end of the season.
Yeah, they lost a bunch.
They lost like 11.
They'll go to the NIT. People want them in the NIT, but Oklahoma
well,
can't.
Well, they're still holding out hope.
Yeah,
according to this
well, they got more hope.
Well,
than
so am I. So
some
whatever. Louisville over Florida State, 82-74, and the Atlantic Coast Conference. NCAA reporting that revenue of $1.1 billion for their fiscal year, and reporting that yesterday is also trending when it comes to that. And Selection Sunday show is supposedly 2 hours announcing the teams in alphabetical order instead of in bracket form.
Somebody text me as to what am I missing here.
I
don't understand this. If I'm from Anteater College, my day is over. After the first minute, why would you not hold the people and then those poor people from Zoology College University? they're stuck. You can go get a meal, come back, and you won't be to the Z's yet.
That's right.
I don't get that because the huge letdown. Why would you go? There's a reason. Why would the NCAA go to alphabetical order versus random because everybody's staying to the last spot? That makes no sense to me.
I don't know.
I am not picking this up. 359-2255, illuminate me.
Okay, Utah over the Pacers, Bulls win, and Mohammed Seymour.
Yeah, and Tim Finke, according to the woman who called, had the audacity last year after they lost to Springfield last year to say we're never going to lose to them again.
Well, she's not the only one chiming in about it. There's been numerous texts and some texts about this coach's kind of checkered past.
Yeah, he's according to a report I saw, checkered.
Yeah.
There's a lot of checker there. but I'm just saying, is that all they said? And I was, when he says what they said, I said, what did Jeff Finke wouldn't allow anything like that? So that they didn't say anything.
It just we're not going to lose next year.
That's nothing. That's
yeah.
determination. That's a good thing to say.
Exactly.
Anyway, that's a little silly. This is the Springfield Lanphier coach who's just off the rail.
One more thing. I know everybody pumped this up as a big rivalry game with us and them because of all the talking that they did. You know, when it's a rivalry.
Now, wait a minute. There wasn't all the talking they did. Tim Finke said we're never going to lose to him again.
Right.
That's not much talking.
The other team wins sometimes. That's not happening here. We dominate them. They're just another opponent on our schedule.
Oh, man.
So this article that was just texted in, criminal record stretching back to 95, at least 11 arrests.
That was earlier on. I think he's been pretty okay in the last 10, I think.
Most recent run-in in 2007, aggravated battery.
So maybe this has been good for him to be part of Springfield Lanphier. And obviously he's been pretty successful. Their team's been pretty good. So anyway, I was just taken back.
Well, and he obviously probably gets the team fired up.
Well, that's probably true.
I mean, I'm fired up.
My eyebrows are still up. High school guy saying it means the other team has to win? Ouch.
Right.
And Tim Finke said, we're not going to let. That's ridiculous. All right, Honda BMW of Champaign, drivechampaign.com. You want a vehicle that really is really, really, really good? They got hundreds of Hondas on the lot right now. March is a great time to go buy something. Of course, they got Honda BMW, the showroom that I suggest you drop spaghetti on and eat off the floor. It's a nice showroom. But Honda here, Ben Quattrone told me recently about their big Honda President's Award for 2017, and for you, it's to say, gosh, this is a dealer that's really got it together. That's what it means to you. Well, I've never driven a Honda. Go drive one. It's really good. You can pick whatever you want. Their Pilot, kind of their SUV. The Odyssey is the van, CRV. I drive the CRV, and the Civics are just off the charts, unbelievable value. Honda BMW Champaign, drivechampaign.com, drivechampaign.com. Say hey to my friend Ben Quattrone. They're doing a great job out there. Off of Neil at Burwash Savoy. And then there's, it's our buddy Troy Lands. How are you?
Doing well yourself.
A good man I'm talking to. Troy Lands, Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
We were just talking about Lifeline Connect. Their benefit's coming
up. From Friday.
The 16th.
At the Hilton Garden Inn, there's still seats available. If you'd like to do that, you can go on lifelineconnect.org and sign up. It's only $24 a person.
I am talking to that speaker one of these days. And the guy's name is extraordinary past.
Right.
Incredible motivation.
I mean, he's
right. Weldon Long is his name.
Weldon Long, that's
Weldon
right.
Weldon Long, that's right.
Okay, so again, Lifeline Connect kind of gets people back on track with their lives, gets them off drugs, gives them solid foundation of faith. It's a wonderful program, Troy, and you've been involved with that and really helped them for years and years.
Right. They're looking to build a 24-man dorm. Currently, they can only house 6 to 7 guys, and the need is so great. So they're looking to raise a total of $600,000 to get the dorm built. They want to do it debt-free, which is wise. So we're helping them start the fundraising.
Okay, it's wonderful. And meanwhile, have you guys got the sump pumps all working?
You know, we got a few still that we're finding, but the rain definitely challenged them and found the weak ones. The weak were cold.
Man, I'm telling you, you guys were getting blasted. I don't know how you kept up.
We didn't very well. Yeah. We did the best we could, and it's never a good situation when the sump pump stops, things start to back up. There's a lot of finished basements in the Champaign County, and things get ruined.
Yep. Well, I know.
Well, now they're getting pounded in New England with that nor'easter.
A couple of feet of snow out there.
Yeah.
Man.
Better them than us, right?
Well, I guess so. And you know, it's and Troy, you know, we're friends. You could call me if you needed another guy.
That's right. If nothing else, we can have you carry tools and drive the van.
Exactly.
I could do that. I offered Steve Suderman, and he hasn't stopped laughing yet. So, okay, my friend, how do people get hold of Lands?
Landsinc.com.
You're the man. Thanks so much.
Talk to you soon.
Always a pleasure. Troy Lands.
1-800-AIR-REPAIR.
All right.
Hey, it's D. Brown, reminding all my fellow Salad Meister fans that they have their own app for pickup and delivery. I use the app to skip the line so I can prepay and be out in seconds. Download the app today.
Salad Meister, now open in Champaign. Stop by today for a fresh salad or wrap.
The Abbott Brothers. September 27th, 7:30 p.m., State Farm Center in Champaign. True Sadness, available now. Tickets on sale Friday, March 9th at 10 a.m. at statefarmcenter.com. 866-ILINI-1 and the Illinois Ticket Office at State Farm Center. The Avid Brothers. Feelings. Presented by State Farm Center.
The season for spring cleaning is here. Freshen up your finances with Busey. Review your budget, pay down debt, and get organized. With Bill Pay from Busey, see and pay all of your bills through eBank. Plus, the Busey mobile app puts your account at your fingertips. For additional resources to spring clean your finances, visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations today. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC.
This is Shira from Champagne Surplus. It's the last week of our end of an era liquidation sale, and everything left must go before we close our downtown doors this Sunday. We're giving away an additional 50 to 70% off the lowest ticketed prices, which means you'll save a whopping 50 to 90% off our remaining stock. There's still clothing, jackets, shoes, and military surplus, store fixtures, and unique finds from the depths of our warehouse. So hurry into Champagne Surplus for the last time at our 303 South Neal downtown location.
Okay, the Avett Brothers are coming. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. We've been talking about it. If you'd like to go, statefarmcenter.com, you can buy the tickets to this band, the Avett Brothers, September 27, but tickets on sale tomorrow. 359-2255 to text in the letter A.
There ain't no man can't save me. There ain't no man.
You call it, Diane. How many A's you want?
Six.
All right, that's it? All right, that's easy.
I just like to get right to the point.
Six texts right now. Text in A. You get two tickets. Last two I have before pre-sale giveaway here.
If you're looking for truth and proof, you'll find it there. You got to serve some.
All right, 359-2255, text in the letter A. Good luck.
If you've fallen behind on your taxes, you know that the IRS is already coming for their money, and they'll get it, too, by garnishing your wages or maybe even taking your home or business. They call it enforced compliance, and you'd better watch out because the penalties and interest compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Solving tax issues is all they do. One call to Optima starts the process to stop the demand letters and stop aggressive collection actions. They get to work immediately, fighting to protect your assets and helping you put your tax problems behind you. The IRS writes off millions every year, and Optima knows all the ins and outs of the IRS's tax assistance programs that could save you thousands. So what are you waiting for? Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-467-2766. 800-467-2766. 800-467-2766.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
You already love how convenient your debit card is. How much more would you love yours if it was rewarding too? Hi, this is Atta Durakan from First Federal Savings Bank, introducing You Choose Rewards. Every time you use your First Federal debit card, you earn points that reward you with exactly what you want. Just enroll and make the same purchases you normally do. Gas, groceries, or pay bills. Our easy-to-use rewards website helps you track points and shows you how to redeem them for fabulous rewards. Whatever you choose, visit 356bank.com. First Federal Savings Bank. Get what you want out of life. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Avett Brothers. September 27th, 7:30 p.m. State Farm Center in Champaign. Sadness. True Sadness. Available now. Tickets on sale Friday, March 9th at 10 a.m. at statefarmcenter.com. 866-ILINI-1 and the Illinois Ticket Office at State Farm Center. The Avett Brothers. Presented by State Farm Center.
Never matters to you. Yep. More, it matters to me. I'm gonna fall hard. Yeah, I know I am. When the clouds crack up, I laugh with them.
Summer?
Yes.
You win.
Awesome.
You win two tickets. Yeah, two tickets. Avett coming up. Avett Brothers coming up September 27th. Before they even go on sale, you have tickets. Come on.
Awesome. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Summer. You win. Way to go, Summer.
If you're looking for truth and proof, you'll find it there.
I'm thinking wedge salad at Houlihan's. It's 7:58 in the morning. I'm kind of thinking wedge salad. See, Houlihan's restaurant, I go over and get some pancakes right now. They serve breakfast. Houlihan's is located inside all part of the iHotel Conference Center. You got the Starbucks there outside Houlihan's as well, near the front desk of the iHotel. I frequent that quite often, go see my friend Sam. But breakfast, lunch, dinner, great place for a business meeting. You want to have a nice chef salad for lunch, that's cool too. Dinner, wonderful. You also have screens there, the NCAA tournament coming up. You get a bunch of people together and enjoy. Drink specials, the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
All at the iHotel Conference Center and Houlihan's Restaurant. And again, run over there right now. Go have a breakfast.
I can think of so many meetings that I have because it's like it's just perfect to converse. You can hear each other.
Yep.
There's not too much going on, but yet you can look over in the bar and watch some of the TVs if you want. It's a great place to go, First in St. Mary.
Mm-hmm. So go say hi to our friend Sam on this Thursday, March 8th. Houlihan's, south of the State Farm Center, St. Mary's and First Street in Champaign. Okay, break for the news. This story is just... I've got this guy, he's chief of robotic surgery. Is this like iRobot or something? That is next. Stand by. Fox News in 30 seconds. Check out the new BMW of Champaign. It's not like the old Twin City. They have new on-site local ownership since 2013, along with a new state-of-the-art facility. With a customer first service award winner for 2015, BMW of